blacktop is the one that is black.
Yes, ma'am. Rock and tar.
Well, now, is a paved road, one of these things is paved with concrete?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. let's see. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
It is a ditch. That's all you make out of it.
Fine. What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
I don't want to express my opinion. I just shelled too many of these worthless dogs here in town, me and another fella.
Uh-huh.
We backed up by the mayor.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that's made by horses at feeding time?
They are braying. I can't speak it right.
Well, now, what do you call a gentle sound that they make sometimes?
Nicker.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this that children like to have?
Pulley bone.
Okay.
See who gets married first.
Have you ever heard that called a boy bone?
Yes, I have by some people, but...
Well, was that by people around here?
Well, no, not around here. Yes, around here, but now the pulley bone is what I was raised to from the old people. Then they call them boy bones and wish bones and a lot of things around here where you're more out of the, we call it the minute side.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth has been cut and now it's growing back again.
Well, it's just second growth hay.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
That's cornbread, what I told you about cooking on them beckers.
Yeah, okay.
And I can really cook you some good.
Can you?
Yeah,
I had some good cornbread at this cafe over here for lunch.
I can sure cook you some good cornbread.
Cornbread is good stuff.
I use a lot of vacuums, hog vacuums in my bread.
Yeah. Ooh, I bet that's good. Let's see now, what are some other things that can be made out of cornmeal?
Oh, Lordy, I couldn't start to mention them. But hog's lot, that's one of the fattiest things for hogs you ever had. Next thing, slop for a man. Makes beer, you know. That regular
that's
corn,
right, that's
corn
right.
Corn beer. Then to make liquor.
Well,
out.
How is corn beer made?
Well, now, in a way, if you're making the beer just to drink the beer, not to make liquor out, but to drink the beer. You put your meal in there according to the quantity, the amount of beer you want.
Uh-huh.
Put you anywhere from a peck to a bushel according to how many gallons of water you want. And you put a certain amount of sugar in it. And keep it in a warm room like I keep my house warm. In 3 days' time, you have got some good corn beer.
Now, I have never had
it'll make
any
you
that.
Drunk, but you have to drink a mighty heap of it today.
Uh-huh.
And it's not poison, and it's not dangerous.
Well, now, if you just wanted to make a... I'm real interested in this. I'm thinking I'll go home and get some started. If you... how much... If you just wanted to make, say, 5 gallons of it?
Well, you would use around... Out of 5 gallons, you'd use around a half a bushel of pure corn meal.
Uh-huh.
And you'd use, I'd say, 5 pounds of sugar to make it work.
Okay, 5 pounds.
And generally it takes her from 72 to a little over hours, according to how warm your room is.
And you just put it in there together and let
it go? Yes, and tie your cloth over it.
Mm-hmm. And you mean you put these things in and then fill it up with water?
Yes, hot water.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have to put any yeast or anything like that in it?
No, not in a warm room, but now if you was, see, that's legal. I make that legal. That is up to 5 gallons.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I was making more than that for distribution, I'd have to get down in the gully or something. To make.
Yeah.
Therefore, you would make a steel beer, which means you put yeast or some other working compound in it to make it work off and that cool well on the outside.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting.